Pakistan's National Assembly has unanimously passed a set of constitutional reforms, curbing the powers of embattled President Asif Ali Zardari and transferring them to the Prime Minister and Parliament, whilst also taking away the President's power to dismiss elected governments. Zardari has backed the amendments, which still need the approval of the Senate. The Executive Secretary of the National Commission for Justice and Peace, Peter Jacob, told us that the reforms are a step forward for democracy in Pakistan, though they could have gone farther in addressing human rights in the country.
There are quite a few concerns about whether it addresses the challenges regarding human rights and their implementation, especially concerning the religious discrimination that was part and parcel of the Constitution. Those provisions have been kept. They are not removed. Although it's a step forward for democracy in Pakistan, this constitutional review and the amendment, it could have gone beyond that normative setting of standards for parliamentary democracies. It could add more things. First of all, outright banning of discrimination on whatsoever grounds and whatsoever forms. In that respect, it is a little bit of disappointment, although for democracy or for the political system, it is going to be a step forward.